Ratroping and the Global Currency Reset, GCR, July 9, 2017, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. People often ask me, what does the military have to do with it? Everything. The day before Abraham Lincoln bankrupted the original United States Trading Company, he issued General Order 100, otherwise known as the Lieber Code. The Lieber Code, variously restated, is still in effect today. It made the U.S. Army, at that time, the Grand Army of the Republic, GAR, responsible for the safety and security of our money and our country. The United States as a political entity has never been at peace since April of 1861, and it still isn't. The nominal excuse for this is that there has never been a land jurisdiction, civil, government properly composed and competent to order the military to stand down. We have to note that the military has done absolutely jack diddly to promote the resumption of normal government in this country, and that instead, its first move after the so-called Civil War was to put their favorite general, Ulysses S. Grant, in as president. What did they do after the Second World War? They put their favorite general, Dwight D. Eisenhower, in as president. At no time in the past 150 years has the U.S. Army done or even attempted to do their real duty toward the people, and the states that have so loyally supported them by paying their salaries, buying their toys, and allowing them to conscript our sons and daughters into the U.S. military, where altogether too many of them have suffered and died. And what was that duty? To expedite the prompt and secure restoration of civilian control of the actual lawful government of this country, and then, to stand down. Their further disservice is shown in the way our money has been destroyed and manipulated and gee-gawed from here to Christmas. Where was the U.S. Army in 1907, when the rats in the bogus corporate Congress claimed to have some kind of magic beans claimed to use our land as collateral backing the debts of their bankrupt corporation? Where were they in 1953, when the same bastards in Congress pretended not to know who our land belonged to even after we'd bought it all back? Sure as Jersey they didn't ask, did they? Where was the U.S. Army in 1913, when the fraudulent Federal Reserve took over and started printing notes on our credit, paying a couple pennies to print the notes and receiving the full face value of those notes back, plus interest? Was this honoring the mandate of the Lieber Code to protect and secure our money? Really? Looks like they were busy protecting somebody else's money to me. Where was the U.S. Army in 1933-34, when FDR unlawfully converted this entire population and everything we own to international jurisdiction? All the generals and their staffs were too stupid to know what was going on? Do I, or should you, believe that for one nanosecond? Where was the victorious U.S. Army in 1946, when the Government Accounting Office was told to start using a patently fraudulent accounting system and when all our estates were rolled over into Puerto Rican Sestui Cay via state trusts? Where were they then? Did all the generals get lost out in the woods and didn't know where we were? They somehow didn't observe how the Federal Reserve System was inflating away the value of our money. That same money they were obligated to protect? Should we believe that they were all dead from their asses both ways, and taking their orders from the corporate Congress seriously? That none of the cadets at West Point or Annapolis poring over the history books ever unearthed any of the salient facts about the American Civil War? Like it was never declared? And never ended by a peace treaty? Not a peep was heard. The generals were knee-deep in clover. They had the equivalent of infinite credit as part of the network of federal agencies and departments and state franchises presumed to be the beneficiaries of our estates in our absence. They could afford solid gold toilet seats at our expense. And if some of the supply orders are to be believed, they did. Where were they in 1999, when the weary old sods who paid and paid and paid in every way there was to pay, finally dug themselves out of the 1933 bankruptcy? Where was our vaunted military when Queen Bess declared us all disregarded entities? They were all gutless, feckless, useless, worthless, pieces of maggot shit. They sat right there in their leather recliners and didn't say a word in our defense and didn't move a finger, either. That's why people like David Hackworth waved bye-bye and moved to Australia to raise rabbits. Who the hell in their right mind could follow such men into battle? And perhaps more to the point, why should they? That pretty much brings us to today and the plot to roll us one more time and take everything that's rightfully and lawfully ours away to pay their debts. The land that we bought back out of their 1907 corporate bankruptcy? It's in hands of the now bankrupt Department of Agriculture and Department of the Interior and considered fair game as collateral backing the debts of the United States. Our estates, which by all rights should have been returned to us the moment the 1933 bankruptcy ended, are also now tangled up in the United States bankruptcy for no good reason but greed and gutlessness, incompetence and dishonesty. And which wing of the Pentagon was hit on September 11th? The Navy Quadrant team that actually knew and admitted what was going on. Who finally tracked the rot back to the Holy See? The Paradigm Project. Thanks be to God and may the generals see the light, but there's precious little sign of that as yet. Instead, we've been left to our own devices to claw our way back onto the land and to amass our claims and record them and process them all by ourselves, at our own expense, and the generals have looked over their lordly shoulders and placed bets on whether or not we'd find our way. We did. No thanks to them, and we are still fighting our lonely battle. Grandmothers and old men, garage mechanics and farmers, shopkeepers and school teachers and restaurant owners, and for all the billions upon billions of dollars that have been spent on our supposed defense, there isn't a goddamn paperclip coming out of the Pentagon in our defense. How much more blatant does it have to be? The American Bar Association is the army in the field and the true enemy within of the American people and of our government from the beginning. It was lawyers who concocted these veils of purposefully deceptive verbiage. It was lawyers who passed off their corporate look-alike, sound-alike profit engines as the actual government owed to the people of this country. It's lawyers who have been operating their private courts as if they were our public courts and providing an appearance of justice. It's lawyers who have been sitting illegally and unlawfully in what should be our Congress, knowing full well that they have no right to be there and are prohibited from occupying any office in our government. What does the military have to do with it? It's their job to protect our money. It's always been their job to protect us and our money. No other job was ever implied. And they have failed us. They haven't recognized the real enemies of the American people and they haven't taken action in our behalf. They've stood by and honored the orders of a fake corporate Congress. They've ignored the public law. They haven't cleaned out the fake courts. They haven't removed the lawyers from Congress. They haven't protected our money. And at the end of the day, what's their offered solution? To call yet another governmental services corporation fronted by the same vermin a republic and allow an old Vichy French corporation and one of Obama's buddies, Swissando, to come in here and offer Americans M1 bonds under conditions of deceit and non-disclosure, hoping to steal everything from everyone in sight. Way to go, General Dunford, you are a credit to your predecessors, who have unflaggingly sold the American people down the river for 150 years, either by stupidity or guile, and at this point it really doesn't matter. What matters is that we are the actual, legitimate mom and pop and pony unincorporated government of the actual United States of America, all those disregarded entities that you are hired to defend. We are back on the land jurisdiction and we are the paramount secured interest holders breathing down your necks. We are the people you actually work for, not the interloping usurpers and middlemen trading on our assets without our permission and threatening us with our own military and occupying our public offices under conditions of impersonation and deceit. It's time to wake up, little Susie. Today, I heard a most charming story. I was told that the United States Treasury is locked down and that our accounts are not on the black screen bending the worldwide global currency reset and revaluation, popularly known as the GCR/RV. This process is being overseen by a nameless, faceless committee that, so far as I know, is accountable to nobody. They brag about having off-world members, reptilian extra-dimensional beings that pop in and out of view like mirages, walk through walls, and lord it over us while they live in secret bases on the dark side of the moon. Right. If you believe that, after all the other horse shit you've been told in your life. What can I say? Does it make sense to you that we are being kept from accessing our immense silver accounts and prevented from taking our own silver to our own mint to issue our own traditional silver coinage by unknown people engaged in some unknown and unauthorized process? The excuse for this, apart from the complexity of the reset, is that the unknown and unauthorized powers that be don't want us to convert our silver into fiat Federal Reserve notes. Excuse me? Is the silver ours or theirs? By what right do these committee members propose to sequester our assets and make judgments about who can access their own property or not? Our silver and gold reserves have sat in musty vaults for generations. These deposits were made long ago, before the current rage for drug trafficking and money laundering. So why is it that suddenly, we can't even see our own deposited assets when we are the verifiable owners of those assets? Have the banks stolen the assets and they are trying to cover up the facts? Quite possibly. Why not? The banks have stolen everything else on Earth, why would they balk at stealing gold and silver deposited in their vaults? So now we are getting all these excuses. Oh, the reptilians made me do it. My dog ate my homework, a congressman's third cousin barfed on the central computer console. I have to go to China and beg non-existent elders for toilet paper and half a cup of sugar. It's a real emergency. Yeah, I guess so. If those black screens at the Treasury don't click back on and show all our deposits soon, it's going to be a considerably bigger emergency. The kind of emergency where millions of people suffer and die for the sake of the pride and fear and basic dishonesty, greed, and immorality of a few. If anyone thinks that they are going to waltz in here and force Americans to sign up for more undisclosed contracts and more peonage and more free gifts and grants of our property, that's going to be cause for an emergency too. I get angry just thinking about M1 bonds and what the vermin are trying to pull. I also get angry thinking about all our estates being created without our knowledge and the black-robed devils infesting our once decent courts and the Queen sitting in Westminster with her crony the Lord Mayor, calling us disregarded entities after these same disregarded entities fought and died for England in World War II and spent their labor and resources rebuilding it, too. If that isn't the ultimate gross ingratitude and disrespect of our entire effort and our entire nation, I don't know what is. Whoever is on the secret GCR committee and all those at the Treasury messing around and vanishing our asset accounts and all those generals who aren't worth the brass in their campaign ribbons and all those fake judges sitting in private courtrooms fleecing the innocent and all those bar attorneys finding your excuses for taking up space in what is supposed to be our Congress, listen up. There's a clock and it's ticking. My Father is the Lord of glory, the Lord of infinite space and light. There is no higher authority. Not in this dimension or any other. Think about it. Think really hard. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.